The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Daily Pop. We have so many feuds to talk about today, starting with Rose McGowan's claim that Alyssa Milano made the Charmed set toxic AF. Okay, this whole thing started as a political feud, but then it got very personal. Rose accused Alyssa of throwing fits in front of the crew on the set of Charmed. Rose even says she cried every time the show got renewed because Alyssa made the set so toxic. In a statement to E! News, Alyssa Milano said, "Hurt people hurt people. Commenting any further doesn't align with my wellness plan." We have not yet heard back from Rose or Warner Brothers, which produced Charmed. So a lot to unpack here. Again, it started off very political. It was a Democrat argument. But then Rose went there. Why do you think she went there to bring up Charmed behavior?
Look,
I feel like she always goes there.
100%. And if we're fighting and I'm holding a grudge against somebody, I'm pulling out every receipt. I don't care if it's from 1999, honey. This is an audit. We're going to have this fight whether you like it or not.
I guess that's true. And also, she's trying to discredit Alyssa, right? Like, that's her way of saying, like, you shouldn't even listen to Alyssa because she's not as relatable as you think. Because listen to this. She made $200,000 a week on Charmed and was still throwing it out that she didn't get paid enough. It's like a way to discredit Alyssa. I don't know that is helpful or hurtful to your argument. Sometimes people will buy into that and be like, absolutely. Like, you know what? She's right, Rose. Like, if Alyssa's really as bad as you say, then I'm not even going to listen to a word she says. But then other people can see right through that too and say, like, obviously you have a grudge. Obviously you don't like her. You've made that very clear. You said it in an interview. You do not like her. Do we really trust your opinion? Because it's obviously very biased.
I just feel like this has become somewhat sticky with Rose. Like, we can just expect her to just go off and sort of say all of these things. And quite frankly, like, does anybody really care 20 years later if Alyssa Milano threw a fit on set of Charmed? Like, I just don't think that that's relevant to the conversation. Like, none of us were there. None of us really, really cared that much about how she behaved. Obviously, you want to be respectful to the crew and people that work really hard to put on a production, as we all know. But we've all had bad days on this show. I just feel like if in 15 years one of us were to be like, well, she was impossible to deal with, it's like, okay, well, then you should have said something then. I just feel like it's just so kind of in line with who Rose is trying to be now. And I'm not saying that she likes her, and I'm not saying that she feels like she's credible or that she believes in anything she says. But every time someone says something that has nothing to do with you, that doesn't mean you need to now go and jump in on it.
Yeah, yeah. And I hate to say this because I am not taking away from everybody's experiences, and I always say this. You got to pick a struggle, and you got to stick with that struggle and pick up a fight and fight as hard as you can. If you're fighting in the Me Too movement because that happened to you, I totally get it. Mm-hmm. But if you're also fighting because somebody was in a toxic work environment, made something toxic, then you're fighting another fight.
Right.
And then what's next? If something else comes up and you're fighting about that as well, it's like you're just taking it away, and it makes it seem like you're only saying those things because those are the punchlines of the week.
Right. And it's also like she made $250,000 a week. Like, she should have made that much money. It was a hit show. Like, I also don't see how that's relevant. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need to also bring up how much somebody made. I don't think that that's her place to do.
But I will say, If Rose McGowan felt like she made, Alyssa Milano made the workplace toxic, that's her feelings, that's her way of thinking. And if Alyssa Milano would like to apologize to her, she don't have to do it over the air. She can do it on the phone and just throw, you know, Rose a, my bad if you thought that way and I did that to you. But I don't think
this
needs to go any more public.
I don't think Rose is going to accept that apology, do you?
I don't think Alyssa's giving that apology. I'm sorry. I think we know a lot of different people. Not everybody has a good day. I mean, I think people think just because you're on television or you're, you know, a part of an ensemble cast, like your life is so easy. It's a lot of hard work that goes into this. So maybe she had a bad, you know, week or month or whatever. But like, there's a lot of people that we've experienced that can be toxic or disruptive or difficult to deal with. But that's just, you're just sort of this part of this dysfunctional family. You keep that within yourselves. You don't need to go and spread that around.
And the truth is, like, the whole point Rose was trying to make was again, a political argument. And so keep it to the politics, you know, like just keep arguing your facts. And I think that's a fair argument to have. We argue politics nonstop in this country. So if you want to argue that with Alyssa and you guys want to go back and forth about who to vote for, do that. But I say again, as you guys said, I think you keep the history out of it because it honestly just makes your arguments lessen.
Weaker. Yeah, it's just
that's
there's
the
no
right word. Thank
point.
You. Okay, yes. Let's move on to another battle going on. It's between Brandy and Monica. It's going to be a showdown. The two queens will go head-to-head next Monday on Apple Music's Versus. Now, we all know there have been feud rumors between these two ever since the 90s. Monica even reportedly punched Brandy at one point, but we haven't confirmed that one. Justin's like, we haven't? And, of course, we all hope they sing this song. We are all jamming. That, of course, is their hit duet, The Boy Is Mine. Brandy and Monica both posted promos for this battle, Versus. And Monica shared both of these. Let me show you. Okay. And then Brandy only posted the one with her face first. So people are thinking, okay, is the drama still going on? Why are people so excited for this Versus, you think, Justin?
Because we all remember when we heard about this feud. We believe the song. We believe the hype. Hell, they even believe the hype that they were in this feud that led to Monica allegedly punching Brandy behind the VMA stage right before they went on to sing this song. Allegedly.
Crazy.
But we remember this was like the first ever celebrity feud that our age group was buying into.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I mean, and we were young when this song came out. And I just feel like I didn't even realize that there was a real feud until later and more recently when we like had to sort of start talking about this again. But like that song played over and over and over and over again for months. I felt like that's all you heard for 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, and it's
every girls trip, everything.
Everybody's so excited about this because we don't really know for sure if the feud is fully dead. Remember, like, Monica was on The Real, and I think it was a couple years ago, 2016 maybe, and she said, look, I would work with Brandy again. Is it ever easy? No. I mean, it's just like little things like that where they're saying, like, we're not the biggest fans of each other, but we've put it behind us, and we could work together. And I think that's why they're doing this, because they've moved past it, they've grown, but at the same time, do they love each other? Are they giving each other hugs when they haven't seen each other in a while? I don't think so.
I feel like when there's a feud that's like put out into the universe, that's kind of just what happens.
So settling it once and for all, whose boy is it?
Probably none of theirs.
That question.
I'm pretty sure he's cheating on both of them.
Yeah, no, I'm not. It's not. It's putting me in too uncomfortable of a spot.
I think you're right. All right, you guys, up next, I'm so excited. Katy Perry is with us, and she is not holding back. She's opening up about emotional pain, what kind of mother she wants to be, and why she might not be the love of Orlando's life. Aw, it's all next, guys. Stay with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
How long have you guys been married now?
7 years.
Wow.
Yeah, seven years.
What is the secret? I just got married a year ago. So what is the secret to a happy, good marriage, to making it to 7 years?
No, I think it's just friendship. I think it's friendship. You know, especially after you have kids. After you have kids and you wind up going separate ways and doing this and doing that, I think if you can still maintain that friendship that you had when you were first dating, I think that's a big help.
Oh, yesterday would have been Kobe Bryant's 42nd birthday. His wife, Vanessa, along with many other celebs, posted heartfelt messages. And today is Kobe Remembrance Day in honor of his basketball jersey numbers 8 and 24.
Still does not seem real that this happened. It's horrific.
Absolutely. Yeah. 42nd birthday. He's so young.
So young.
All right, switching over to some exciting news we got this weekend. Leah Michele is a mom. Sources tell E! That Leah and her husband, Zandy, welcomed a baby boy on Thursday and named him Ever. Congratulations.
Oh, I like congrats. That. Interesting.
I know.
Interesting.
I like that good name. Yes. That's
Ever.
A good name choice.
It's very pretty. Yeah.
Very cute. Okay. Katy Perry is also due any day now. And Justin spoke to her about babies, love, and so much more. Watch.
I'm sitting here with one of my favorite artists of all time, Katy Perry. How are you, Catherine?
Oh, thank you so much. You're so sweet. I'm okay. I mean, when people ask you how you are at this time in a pandemic in 2020, it's a loaded question, right?
Right? For sure. But I have to know, because you know what? You're not only going through a pandemic, you're going through a pandemic and you're almost about to have a kid. What's more nerve-wracking? Is it putting out this album or is it giving birth?
Which one's going to come first? We do not know. It's anyone's guess and the polls are open. You know, I'm not nervous either way. And I know that one of them might be more physically painful, but it's temporary. It's temporary.
Yes.
It's not going to be forever. We know we're going to get through it. We know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. So that's what we're focusing on. But I'm also excited because, you know, there was some emotional and mental pain for the making of Smile and finding my smile again after lost it in 2017 and 2018. And this record kind of just talks about that journey. And it's full of hopefulness and resilience and joy. And, you know, hopefully when people hear it, they can feel that feeling.
Now, Daisies is my
thank you so much.
They tell me that I'm crazy. They'll never let them change me.
It is literally my and I wish I had this when I was younger. Because, you know, when you're young, you doubt yourself and you go over and over and you really
I'm sorry, when you're old, you doubt yourself too.
Do you still doubt yourself?
I mean, it's different now. But like, yeah, when you're young, it's the emotions are intense. They are intense. And music was always kind of like my, you know, unspoken buddy of helping me process all those emotions.
Yeah.
But yeah, Daisy's really still rings true. Like I wrote it, like the verse is, told them your dreams and they all started laughing. I guess you're out of your mind till it actually happens. And that was me so many years. Even my own family, when I came home for Christmas, when I drove from LA to Santa Barbara and I still had not made it and I was borrowing gas money, they would laugh at me because I would say, well, you know, this is happening. This is coming. Just you wait and see.
Yeah.
And they would be like, okay, sweetie. But who's laughing now?
You're like, you know what? Just to get back at my mom, I'm going to shoot whipped cream out of my...
Yeah, just to get back at my mom, I'm going to do that.
Look, I know What Makes a Woman. I've heard that's the one song that you cannot wait to listen to with your daughter.
You spent your whole life, but you couldn't discover.
What's the one where you're going to be like, you know what, honey? I think you can skip that one. We're good. You don't need to hear that one. Mommy wasn't really. No, we can go ahead.
Well, for my daughter, I mean, you know, I always do a couple of songs with a wink.
Mm-hmm.
That straddle the line a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
There's not really any song on there that like I wouldn't play to my daughter, but there's definitely a song called Cry About It Later, which basically talks about how sometimes you have to get under someone to get over someone.
Yes.
and cry about it later. And, you know, it's one of those songs that, like, it's very, it reminds me of a bit of, like, Britney Toxic / Gold Frap, Ride a White Horse of that time. It's like a little club banger. It's like, one of the lyrics is really silly. It's like, champagne on ice only makes me stronger. You know, it's one of those you're like, I'm going to have a few drinks tonight.
And I'm going to meet somebody. And if I go home with him, so what? We're going to do this anyway.
Yeah, and F you for breaking my heart. Definitely one of them.
But thank God he broke your heart, because now you're with the love of your life. And you know what? I have to admit that in 2004, when I saw Troy, I was like, yeah, I'm probably gay. I'm probably going to marry this man, and I'm probably going to have his baby. You know.
Well, I'm sorry I took that spot for you, but I will hold the space.
Thank you. We can be sister wives. You know, you're kind of lucky, because I always say the one thing I want in life is, if I'm ever blessed enough to meet a man who already has kids, it's a blessing, because you get to see what they're like as a father.
Yeah.
But I feel like with a girl, she might get over him. She might do whatever she wants with him. He seems like a softie.
Oh, yes. I mean, I do think he's going to have the role as daddy's little girl for sure. Locked. I mean, that's what they say. I mean, they say that, you know, when you meet your wife or your soulmate or your partner, whatever you want to say, that you think that they're perfect and they're everything and blah, blah, blah. And that quickly fades away, right?
Quick.
But when you meet your daughter, that's when you've met the love of your life. Oh. So I've spoken about it before. I'm definitely parenting style 3 F's. I'm fun, firm, but fair.
Yes.
Yes. I like to get things done. And I like to, you know, to create a peaceful scene. Oh. It takes a matriarch to do that. But I definitely think she's going to be daddy's little girl for sure.
You forgot an F in there.
What?
Fabulous.
Thank you so much. Oh, yeah.
You're going to be fabulous.
Look at me now. Like, I'm like really pregnant. I'm still rocking it.
But you're all stomach. You're so adorable.
Here I am. Here's my lip. Woo! Just a little caftan for the day. It's a hot day.
Oh, my God. Well, good luck. I cannot wait for everyone to hear this album.
Oh, my God. Justin, you're amazing.
Oh, my God. I love you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And if you need a doula, you just go ahead and call me.
Okay. You do so much. You wear so many hats.
I'm the gay of all trades.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, she's got you figured out so fast. That was the funniest interview.
So cute. She looked so happy. It was nice to see. I feel like we haven't seen her like that, like, in a long time. She looked really enjoyed herself. It was cute to see.
Well, I love it. Katie's new album.
If you listen to her album, it's all about getting her smile back. It's amazing.
Oh, right, it's right, out right. On Friday, you guys. Make sure you get that. And today is also the 10-year anniversary of Katie's Teenage Dream album. Crazy.
I can't.
Up next, we are getting all the behind-the-scenes style secrets from the WAP music video, plus how you can get Meg Thee Stallion's wild look next.
Ooh.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We are back with a little makeover Monday. Meg Thee Stallion's hairstylist from the WAP music video is sharing secrets from the set and showing us how to get Meg's wild look.
Hi, Daily Pop. I'm Guy Tang, and I'm the creator of Guy Tang Identity Hair Color and Products. I'm so excited to share
how I created the tiger stripe look that you see on Make the Stallion and the WAP music video with Cardi B.
If it don't hang, then it can't bang. You can't hurt my feelings, but I like pain.
The wig on Meg is actually all the way down to her hips almost. And Meg is pretty tall. She's a lot taller than me. So I create an amazing color line called Guy Tang My Dandy. And this color, this shade specifically, is called Dark Shadows. Your options are endless. You don't have to just do black stripes. If you want to do something fun like silver stripes or pink stripes, you can do that as well. The cool thing is when you're working on music video projects, the producer and the whole team will send you an outline of the image, what Meg Thee Stallion is going to wear, what the backdrop is going to look like, her outfits, the theme, the concept. You can start right here. Look at that. The bigger, the better. You want to go up and you want to make it dramatic. Create that print onto that hair, just like that. You want to create the tiger stripe sitting as a veil on top. Now I'm going to let her process for 25 to 30 minutes. Then I'm going to tone all of her head down just to remove any of the blonde. So that way it looks a little bit more icy. All right, there you have it. The tiger stripe look. Look how cool that looks. Now the one I did on Meg Thee Stallion actually goes further down because that's how Meg Thee Stallion wanted it. All right guys, this is the result. I'm wearing the wig. It looks really, really cool, really edgy. Bye. Gee.
I love it. I wanted to do that, but Justin and Morgan told me I can't pull it off. No?
Yeah. We're friends. We're being good friends.
That is so cool. All right, guys, superhero fans, we're very excited this weekend. We got a new trailer for Wonder Woman 1984. You have to see this.
Barbara, what did you do?
In case you weren't aware of that cheetah right there, that's Kristen Wiig. Did you buy her as a villain?
I think she can do no wrong. She's pretty good at everything, so I definitely see it for her.
No, for sure. And I'm excited for her. You know, sometimes you have to go completely out the box to prove to Hollywood that you're more than just the funny girl, just like everybody else had to do when they were just the pretty girl. So I'm loving it.
I love it too. I think it's good casting.
Cannot wait to see it. Oh my gosh, I'm excited. All right, that's it for us today. Tomorrow, we're talking with Emmy nominee Anthony Anderson. And can you believe it's been 20 years since Bring It On hit theaters? We're looking back with the cast. Check out Nightly Pop tonight at 11:30, and we'll see you tomorrow at 12:30 on E! Have a good day. Bye.